This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you. Glory of the Lord of Israel was over them above. So they move on out, they move out past the threshold, past the court, and now they're over to the eastern gate. And then in chapter 11 and verse 22, then did the cherubim lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of Jehovah went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. And the mountain which is on the east side of the city is what? The Mount of Olives. So then it goes over to the Mount of Olives, and then from the Mount of Olives, we could follow it on through, it lifts on up. Well, where did Jesus lift up from? The Mount of Olives. And where is he coming back to? The Mount of Olives. And the glory, the Shekhinah that will be in that millennial temple will come back. And if we had time, we'd trace it in its return. And that is told us here in the book of Ezekiel. Because after all, we're talking about the restoration of all things. We'll just turn to 41. No, we're going to have to go to Ezekiel 43. Ezekiel 43, 1. Afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks toward the east. And this is in the millennium. This is the millennial temple is built. And the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of his east, of the east, and his voice was like a voice of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Verse 4, and the glory of Jehovah came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Now the glory of the Lord will be all over the earth at that time, but there will be a special manifestation of the Shekhinah in that rebuilt temple. Bless the Lord. Now, there's a man named Dr. David Allen Lewis. How many of you know him? And Dr. Lewis was probably the number one Assemblies of God prophecy teacher. And I came to know him. And he said about me that I had a spirit like unto his, more akin than anyone he had ever met. And so when he left earth, when he departed, he gave me some prophecies. He prophesied to me. And he gave me some projects. And one of the projects that he gave me was the Ezekiel tablets. And these Ezekiel tablets, did you see them, Larry? Okay. These Ezekiel tablets, he believed, are the original book of Ezekiel. And it would be the only book that we have that is the book. What we have now are copies of manuscripts that are, we don't have any original books, none, except this is, I believe, and he believes, and an expert believes that this is the true book of Ezekiel. So when I went to Israel this time, there is a man, and he is an expert on this book. On these tablets. And I was told by, he won't talk to very many people because there's a lot of strange things around these tablets. Some people don't want them found. And so I was told by his wife that he agreed to talk to me. And that was about a year and a half ago, but I didn't get to see him on that trip. So I just went to Israel. And one of the things that I did while I was there is see this expert. Now, I'm not going to tell you, I will tell you who he is, but I'll have to turn off all the sound to do it. Show a picture with some persons in this so you can get an idea. Some people, there's the black basalt one. But you can see how big they are by these people. And this is Karen Brady. She'll be here tomorrow from Ireland, Northern Ireland. And go back to the ones. There's a black basalt one. See the black basalt one over there? And go back to the picture before that you had of all of them. That's a black basalt. And you can read them. It's easy to read if you know to read Hebrew. And so we know what is said on them. And keep this picture up here for a while, because I want to explain these little round things right here. Where these came from. In Iraq, Ezekiel was very venerated and honored. And so when he died, they built for him a tomb, a very fine tomb. And even the Muslims honor Ezekiel in a different way than we do, but they do honor him. And so this expert told me that the name of this tomb is named Machpelah. So how many of you have ever heard of that word Machpelah? Machpelah is the name of the tomb in Hebron. And there's a tomb in Hebron that is, and it means, you don't need to turn that back on, just leave the lights off for a while. And it means, Machpelah means double, means two. It means that there's a down under the ground part where you bury the people. And then there's an upper part that you can visit, because the Jews don't like to go around death. They're not supposed to go around death. So at Hebron, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are buried there with their wives. And we go there and we go in the top part. So Ezekiel was buried in the bottom part where no one ever supposed to go. And then you went and visited at the top. Even the Jews in captivity in Iraq, they would make their three pilgrimages a year to his tomb. Well, about 100 years ago, some grave robbers stole the tablets. They went downstairs and they got them from around where they had been placed with the body of Ezekiel. They brought them out. The chief grave robber got very, very sick, Arab grave robber, and sick enough to die. And he thought it was because he had gone in that tomb. He imagined that it was a curse because he'd gotten these books. So he went to a pharmacist in Damascus and said, if you can make me well, I'll pay you with these artifacts. And he made him well, and he was glad to get rid of the tablets. And so then the tablets stayed with this pharmacist until he died, and they were originally inherited by a woman. I don't know if she was his wife or daughter. And she lived in Lebanon, and about the time of the War of Independence, which was in 1948, the fighting was furious in that part of the world, and she decided she was going to go to France for safety, but she has all these tablets. They're heavy. They're big. And she calls, she's a Christian, Orthodox, Greek, and she calls her priest and asks him what to do. And he read them. He said, these belong to the Jews. So through a long time and a lot of effort, she came in contact with a man named David HaKohen. Now, Kohen is the Hebrew word for priest. Ha is the. So it was his given name, David HaKohen. And he was a very adventuresome man, and Israel was going to get their land back, and he wanted all proofs that it actually did belong to Israel, because he knew that the world was going to come against it. And David HaKohen eventually became the ambassador of Israel to Burma. And quite a man. I like that guy. I've been studying about him. And we went to the museum where these are kept, and they have a little file that moths fly out of. But Alon Sharon was with me. You talk about excited. He is excited about this. Alon Sharon was with me, and he could read it, and we found out about David HaKohen and what an adventuresome man he was. And eventually she got in contact with him and made an arrangement that war and fighting was going on. Haifa was a divided city. And David HaKohen would come with gold and two or three tablets at a time. An Arab would come and exchange. And they almost got caught. And when they did get caught on one of the trips, the Israeli military man that caught them phoned back, and we don't know who made this phone call, who it was, but he phoned high up, and high up said, let him through, we know what it is. So he would take a car laden with gold and trade them for these tablets. Now when the tablets came back, and Israel's in a war, and where we're going to keep them, and David HaKohen kept them in his house underneath the staircase, but then he's going to be the ambassador to Burma. So his friend, Yitzhak Ben Zvi, becomes president of Israel. Israel has a president and a prime minister. The prime minister has most of the power, but the president gets to be in office longer. And it's almost a lifetime appointment. So Ben Zvi was the early president of Israel, and he gives them to Ben Zvi for keeping. But then David HaKohen comes back from Burma, and when he comes back, he goes and visits his friend who now lives in the president's house in Jerusalem. And Ben Zvi's wife was an artist, and she appreciated these tablets. She was a sculptor. She thought they were so beautiful, but she was very secular, and nothing about her believed that it had anything to do with the Word of God, so she made a wall out of them. And on the wall, she drilled little holes, and she made coat hangers, places to hang your coat when you walked in her house. She had little pegs there for you to hang it on. So David HaKohen comes back, and he sees this, and he looks at his friend Ben Zvi, and he says, our friendship is over. And I think he said it's demolished, and he turns and walks out. Well, then Ben Zvi, he knows what's over here, so he takes them down and begins to treat them with more reverence, but then he too just stacks them up somewhere. So the man I showed you the picture arranged to have the money raised to build, there is a Ben Zvi Institute, a Ben Zvi Museum and Research Center. And so he arranged to build an annex to it where these stones are kept. And the first time we went to see them, I mean, you had to say, you had the Ezekiel tablets, and they'd act like they didn't know what you were talking about, and try to keep you out of there. But finally, we started coming, and we made our way in there. And now we have relative freedom to go in there and study them and look in the files about them. Now, there is an ancient prophecy that when the book of Ezekiel comes home from the tomb of Yehezkel, that it will be the time for the messianic kingdom to be set up. And this expert that I showed you, he said in the coding, you know, of these tablets, there is a clear pathway to where the ark is, to where the vessels are. And there's another tablet that's missing. It's probably in France. And it's in addition to the book of Ezekiel, and it tells to them what to do to get the vessels and all this just written out. And whoever has them said, don't ever let these fall into the hands of the Jews, because if they do, life as we know it will change. So we'll never be the same. So one of the big things that happens right now is this discovery. Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.